This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Vlad, there's an epidemic in the NBA.
What's going on?
The fight against baldness.
Oh, Jaylen Brown got another one.
Got another one,
dude. He got another one. He got a wizard. Hey, he got a wizard this time.
Hey, dude. Do they not understand that this looks 10 times worse?
Here's what I don't get, okay? Clearly he's using Rogaine, right? Or, you know, Beijing. He's using Beijing.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand.
Looks too perfect.
It's not only that it's perfect. You can get it. The barber can airbrush it, you know what I'm saying? And you can sweat, and it's not going to smear. But he's using, like, it's as if he's using a Beijing, like, 20 minutes before tip-off.
The most famous one that I can remember is Carlos Boozer.
Boozer was bad because he's bald trying to do it.
Like, I don't know if he's leaning into it.
I think he is.
Because he's like, he tweets out last night against the Wizards, he bulldozes this dude and just leaves this mark on the guy's sleeve. And then he just goes, Jaylen Brown tweets out, AI is getting out of hand.
AI?
No.
AI?
Your hair dye is getting out of hand.
AI?
AI, your hair dye.
Hey, he better not do nothing illegal because he leaving marks everywhere. Who was it? What did he look like?
And it was a white t-shirt. Like, the poor guy wearing like a white t-shirt.
And he's white. I mean, he's light-skinned. So it ain't like it's a terrible combination.
This is crazy. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Last night, the Heat, they lose to the Denver Nuggets again. 122-112 was your final. Bam Adebayo got hurt in the first quarter. We're awaiting word on his foot. Norman Powell had 23 points. Andrew Wiggins had 22, and Jaime had 21 off the bench. But the old Joker, just a cool 33 points, 15 rebounds, 16 assists.
Like, it was, like, it just seemed like he always has the ball, and he's always doing something that matters. Whether it's scoring, assisting, or rebounding.
Eric Spoelstra after the game at one point, because Bam was out, had Keyshawn Johnson defending the Joker. This is what Spo had to say on having Keyshawn Johnson and Khalil Ware against Jokic.
For young players, it's just such a learning experience. Jokic manages every aspect of the game in a way that I just talked about. He's playing the scoreboard, and he knows intuitively when those swing moments are, when there's an opportunity to take a 6-8 point lead and push it to 12-14, and he won all of those battles, whether it be an assist or an offensive rebound or just score or bust out and transition to get an easy opportunity. I could go on and on and on. but he dominates those aspects of the game. And when you're young, you're just like out there, you know, just trying to, you know, be in position and play the game. So that's the next the level of it. The experience was great for him, but the next level of it is, you know, finding a way to get over the top and impact those moments. It could be just a key rebound in traffic. It could be a save possession. There are so many 50-50 balls on the rebounds that we would have needed to come up with those, you know, to give ourselves a chance to win.
It really feels like the only shot you have of, like, you have to kind of guess where his passes are going, get in those lanes. Like, that was the only time where there were, like, deflections in his path because you guessed where he was going.
Kalo threw up hands.
Yeah, or Wiggins got in there.
His was crazy.
Like, that's because if you're just on him and you just give him that time for the play to develop, you're cooked.
Clayton Bigsby says it best, and that he makes the right decision 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy.
Yep. Yep.
So
he's ridiculous. He's averaging a triple-double again, 24 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists, while shooting 61%.
And it's not even barely. That's deep into triple-double territory.
Yep. Crazy.
Like if you're starting a team.
Yes, him.
Him or Wimby?
Him.
Him.
Something about it. I think, like, it, you know, he ain't gonna get hurt. Wimby looks like he could.
The only thing that's gonna hurt you is if he decides, I don't want to do this anymore.
I want to play with horse.
I just want to go be with horse. But he kind of feels like he's getting more competitive as the years go on. Like,
never not been competitive.
No, but
now they look to him.
I know why.
I think he's got that piss and vinegar going through him now.
Mike Malone is no longer there. Mm. Mike Malone can take the fun out of things, bro. He looks like the guy.
He's a downer.
He looks like he could take fun out of good.
Dave Adelman is Spo is like he you know, he's got a lot of love for that family, but he's like, oh, he's gonna be a great coach. You know, it's gonna help you with your career, having the Joker.
Oh yeah,
that's a good kind of coach.
I mean, think about how many guys had LeBron and won a championship with him, and then weren't the coach the following year.
There's like, only been three.
Vogel, Blatt,
and
got to the final. Tyronn Lue won.
Tyronn Lue,
Mike Brown got to a final.
Ty Lue's a good coach. Ty Lue's still he's doing a good job with the Clippers. Mm-hmm. He just got to coach James Harden. That sucks for him.
Do you coach those guys, or you just kind of advise them?
I think you just roll your eyes. Here he goes, doing the dribble thing, the flop thing. Oh, he's a turnstile. Oh, thank God he made a three.
It's really weird to make it this far in your career, nobody thinking you play a lick of defense, and you don't.
Ooh.
And still, James Harden.
Actually, James Harden does play some defense. He's not a good outside perimeter defender, but if you try to take him down to the post, he's actually strong enough to do all right.
If he cares to get you
if
down
he
to the
cares,
post.
Right.
Yeah.
If he cares. But that's most superstars, if they care to play defense.
Oh, man. So the Heat will be back at it tomorrow. Obviously dealing with a couple of things. Unfortunately, Eric Spoelstra's house burned down this morning.
Mm-hmm.
As he was flying back from Denver. Very traumatic. Prayers to Spo, his family. Everybody's got to deal with that. The pictures, the video, it's absolutely wild to see what happened in Coral Gables, too. I mean, that's pretty crazy. It did seem like it stayed on the property, like it didn't go to any other homes, because those homes are pretty close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Down there. A lot of trees as well. So great job by the fire department, I guess, to keep it within where it was. But man, that is that's a crazy thing, and you got a game tomorrow. The Heat are also awaiting news on Bam Adebayo
mm-hmm.
and his foot. So if we get anything on that, we'll keep you posted. Other news, the Panthers back on the ice tonight. They're taking on the LA Kings. That's a 10 o'clock puck drop from Los Angeles. You going to stay up for that? Tough.
10
o'clock. Tough. That's tough.
Wait a minute. You have to. I mean, it'll only be the third quarter of the Thursday night game by that time.
You going to watch Thursday night football tonight? It might be a stinker by
I'll
that
peruse.
Time.
Yeah, I'll peruse.
We think we thinking that Broncos Raiders is going to be competitive tonight.
No,
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. Get a Tito's Fantasy update here, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason, distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. And of course, the Raiders this past week trading Jacoby Myers to the Jaguars as their season has kind of gone into it. They're 8.5-point dogs today in Denver, who is 7-2, been playing some really, really good football. There was some buzz that they were thinking about. Seemed like they were snooping around Jalen Waddle.
Mm-hmm.
Snooping around Jalen Waddle, but obviously didn't pull the trigger there. But Bo Nix doing pretty good for Sean Payton. And we'll see what's what tonight. They got that going starting at 8:15 on Amazon Prime. So got that going for you. And then, by the way, the Canes back at it tonight. Jay Lucas and the Canes back on the hardwood, taking on Bethune at 7 o'clock. Oh, and some Pink's news yesterday. Inter Miami's Luis Suarez was suspended because, well, he doesn't know how to behave well.
Yeah.
If he's not biting somebody.
He pulled the, who was it? Draymond Green.
Yup. Little kick in the junk. He's suspended for game 3. Hey, Pink's. Don't lose to Nashville. All right.
That would be second year in a row that second they lost year in a row. The first round when they're the favorites.
Don't lose. Just saying right now. Maybe I'll watch. Tune to the Pink's.
No, you're not.
Eh. What time is that?
That's Saturday, probably at 7:30. Yeah, you maybe could watch right after the Canes beat Syracuse. I mean, who they playing?
Canes are playing Syracuse.
Syracuse, okay.
They're playing Syracuse. But hey, I'm telling you right now, don't lose to Nashville.
I think every team that's playing this weekend, you could say don't lose, for the exception of the Dolphins.
No, the Dolphins.
They are going to lose, but the Pinks, don't lose.
The Dolphins are playing. Does this qualify, as you would say, Leroy, as an old pride game for the Dolphins?
I mean, like, can we not do this?
What?
And here's what I would say. You know your team's not better than Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
So what does a pride game look like when you're not as good as the other
team? I thought that's what the definition of a pride game was when you used to describe
keep it close.
A pride game. Yeah, have some pride.
It's a division game. It's got to have pride.
I mean, you want to have a pride? Chili pepper. Like,
just cover.
Like, if you, like, it sucks that, is it up double digits yet?
No, I don't think so. Let me see. 9.5.
Still nine
still
and a half?
9.5. No,
you might as well say he's double digit. You got to win by 10.
So 9.5 at home.
Julian Hill's going to be back, it seems like.
Ooh, anytime great. Touchdown.
Yeah, you got something to worry about there.
Thank you. Looking forward to that.
I bet you are. Oh, my God.
We'll take a break. There was some interesting reports, by the way, around the Dolphins trade deadline that I want to get to. But we got to take a break. We'll back up.
So now we're talking about almost happens?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hey, champion boxer Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. And we got your chance to win tickets. Just keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. Can't wait to win. Buy your tickets.
Are you guys going?
For purchase at Casino. When is it? December
15th?
15th? Eh, maybe. I wouldn't mind going. Would you want to hear stories and more from Iron Mike? I think I would. We did enjoy our stories when he was talking about his birds. Loves his birds. Tickets are available.
Really? Can't bring Jay Fig around him.
That's true. Tickets available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Get to that holiday season. Went to the mall this week. They're starting to set up the snow globe up there, the Wellington Mall.
Already?
Yep. Yep. They got a bum-ass Santa, though. A real hack.
Oh, God. I love this.
What?
I'm going at it on Twitter.
Oh. Same guy?
Same guy. Like, they just think they're telling me, go watch the tape.
Watch the
Shador. I said, I've watched it in 30 teams. 32 teams have watched it. And he went in the fifth round. And why is that? Because they have questions about his timely throws.
And maybe, and perhaps for Sass.
I don't care. See, like, I'm an adult. Contrary to popular, I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think. I want guys on my team that can play. Okay? You can only have a couple of try-hard guys on your team. You need talent.
I understand. But if you had questions of the talent and then on top of it there was Sass.
But we talk about talent first, you know? Right? And that's what it is. And I'm not like, and guess what? I'm also the first one to say, if he can't play his rookie year, it's not the end of the world.
It's not.
As long as he puts in the work.
This is from ESPN on the Dolphins trade deadline. It says, what are the most interesting nuggets you've heard on players who didn't get moved? And this is from Dan Graziano. He says, I heard that the Dolphins got a lot of calls on wide receiver Jalen Waddle, along with many of their other players, but Miami told teams it would take a first-round pick to get Waddle, which nobody was willing to give up. Jeremy Fowler says, Waddle's situation was compelling. I was told that the Broncos were among the teams that explored a deal for him as an elite wideout at age 26 with a reasonable contract that was enticing. The Steelers and Giants and others either had interest or would have had interest if not for the steep price tag, which, depending on what team you ask, fluctuated between a first-round pick or a one-plus first-rounder plus more. Some teams had a tough time getting a read on Miami's intentions at the deadline, which is understandable 4 days removed from general manager Chris Greer getting fired.
I think, like, when you say everybody is available and then teams start calling and kind of call your bluff.
Right.
And then you
see what that really means.
You kind of saying, I really don't want to get rid of him. Right. And that's kind of what they were saying. Like, yeah, it said everybody was available. But think about it. The bigger issue with this team is you have a 53-man roster and only two guys got a look. Right. That were appealing to other
Phillips
teams.
And Waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That in itself is a problem. When you look at the Jets, just as bad as the Dolphins, and they ended up with three first-round picks and a second-round pick.
I saw somebody call on Zach Sealer, too, but they wanted like a day two pick for him.
Yeah. Which, okay, like, again, that kind of makes my point. You understand what I'm saying? My point is being made that you're trying to win games with nobody on your team that's appealing to any other team in the NFL.
Not what you're asking for. Like, there is a, I understand there is a fine line of, like, you don't just give up guys. If somebody knocks your socks off, you make a move for
sure. So you listen, but like, yeah, we have an interest. Like, dude, come on, only two guys. You see what I'm saying? Like, that in itself is that not in itself a fireable offense?
Schmuthen says, who called on Zach Sealer? Brandsmart? I don't think he has to work at a Brandsmart anymore.
Timu.
He is set. I'm telling you, though, it is interesting when they're like, oh, we don't know what direction they're going. Neither do we. I'm kind of confused, too. Like, I genuinely am like, do I think this ends with the Dolphins cleaning house, or does this end with them bridging and doing another thing where they're going to try and make McDaniel work? I think that's the thing that everybody is a little confused by. It's like, okay,
yeah,
we knew Stephen Ross, you know, in the words of Vlad, streets needed a body. So we knew he finally got to the point where he's like, all
right. Which had to be pretty damn hard, right?
Right. It finally got to the point where he's like, all right, I'm parting ways with Chris Greer. But he's keeping McDaniel. And now he's got this guy, Champ Kelly, here. And it's like, all right, is this the regime he's going to go with? Or do you think he's truly going to get to a point? Like, do the next 6 games matter, whatever they have, 7 games left. Do they matter anymore?
I don't think
in
so.
What's left?
Because
or is there something that these guys, because you already didn't make any trades. So like, what can happen that will either show you can do the job or not do the job? Or is he going to say, oh no, these are the guys I believe in. We're going to go clean slate into the next season. And who's going to believe in that? Who's going to believe that these guys can take you into any kind of successful era of football?
I would say start with this. Nobody on your team was appealing except for a couple of guys. So if we start there, we realize we have to get more talent. How we do that, okay? How do we get more talent? However the next person that comes in decides to do that, then you look at the head coach and you say, okay, who else can we get? Now, everybody's going to throw names out there, okay? But you got to be able to say, okay, how long should it take? Are we going to be patient with it? And there's a lot of conversations that need to be had simply because that where the team is right now, is it that appealing of a job?
No.
Right, so
it's
who are you going to find except another Mike McDaniel to come in and everybody says, oh, somebody different. Yeah, but guess what? If you change coaches, and this is not for or against Mike McDaniel, but I'm saying if you change coaches, you do realize the coach that comes in will not be the coach when this project is done, when the turnaround is done.
No, it won't be.
Steichen? It won't be.
Steichen, but it might have looked like he was heading towards hard times in Indianapolis.
They were decent in Indianapolis?
They weren't decent.
Well,
dude.
Because somebody came to the conclusion that as long as we have this quarterback, he ain't got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. We all saw it.
Yeah, he stunk.
Right? That's probably one of the reasons why they haven't gotten off from Kevin Stefanski. He's had 13 quarterbacks since he's been here.
This is the thing that I wonder, though. Like, all right, we knew Chris Greer was awful. Duh. I mean, we all came to the conclusion, loves injured players, doesn't seem to be very good at evaluating. I don't really know what Champ Kelly's resume is to be prepared for doing this, you know, and coming in here. But, like, if he's the guy, you know, with his past of evaluations and all that type of stuff, but is it him and Mike McDaniel? Because Mike McDaniel's philosophy still appears to be, like, speed on the outside. It's still how he likes to run things.
That's
so
not how football team is.
Is anything going to get fixed if Mike McDaniel's the coach and he has influence
on the front
office?
I'll tell you what's going to get fixed. His job status. If you're looking around the league right now and you're a GM or a coach, and my head coach comes upstairs with the way you see how these teams were built for success, and he says, I want to build it the other way. Yeah.
But that is how he
likes to build it. We are mutually designed. He got to change or not have a job. Simple as that. Look around the league.
But that's,
I'm not making this up. I don't have nothing against Mike McDaniel.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Look at how football teams have been built. Successful football teams. You're going to go upstairs and say, I want to do it differently based on what?
But I think the thing that worries me is when Stephen Ross does this stuff, it always is leaving a little remnants of something previous.
He didn't wipe all the way?
Yeah. No, he didn't. That's why you clean house.
Whitewash.
What? And so you
he need a bidet?
Yeah, dude, you need a bidet. You need some pressure. And it's like you leave Mike McDaniel, because here's the thing with Chris Greer. One, not a great evaluator. Two, loved injured players. But also, what was he known for? Being collaborative, always giving coaches what he wants, right? And so it's hard not to feel like there's some McDaniel influence on this team. And so now, I don't know, Leroy, it kind of feels like to me, if he does stick around, he's going to have more influence. And I don't know if his philosophical means of building a football team are going to be conducive to getting this team to be physical and change those things, because that's not exactly how he calls games.
Here's what I would say. And I would say this, that football players inherently are physical, right? And to say, I don't know if you can coach a guy to be physical, football is a physical sport. So yes, you can. Now, is everybody going to be as physical as the next guy? No. But football in itself is a physical sport.
Yeah,
the only thing you can do is run offense or defense that's not physical.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem to love the trenches. He seems to live in razzle-dazzle.
That's okay. Then guess what? Razzle-dazzle, leaving Florida International Airport at 3 o'clock, razzle dazzle on the way to some island somewhere. Like, that's fine. That's fine. Listen, I have absolutely no patience for a coach that doesn't adjust to either what his team needs, what his players can do, or during the course of a game. I'm not. So if he still wants to try to put this square through a circle, right? A square peg through a round hole.
I gotcha.
Right.
I caught up.
Then go ahead. But not on my watch.
Why'd you get mad at me?
Not on my watch. Like, really? Look around the league, man. This league has always been cyclical. When people start getting big backs, everybody want a big back. People start getting little scat backs, everybody want a little scat back. Right? Now you see the teams that have over the years, the last few years, contended for championships, have either had a dominant offensive line or a dominant defensive line. So you bring in a coach, and he says, yeah, I'm going to do it another way. If it doesn't work, he either need to adapt or get out. Simple as that.
No, I get you, but I wonder about, like, does he have the guardrails to change? Like,
who's gonna have a job?
Who's going to tell him, though?
What do you mean, who's going to tell him?
I'm telling you, who's telling
him? You don't think nobody's going to tell him?
Who's telling him that? Like, if you've been here, you have the extension. Mike McDaniel, you survived all this. Your fall guy was Chris Greer. Uh-huh. You have a GM who's been here for 3 seconds who's never had the job before. Who are the guys who are going to make him change? I don't know.
When you have that conversation with the GM, right?
And new guy?
New guy, yeah. New guy's picking talent. So when you get to that point and you have a conversation, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I want to do. Now, here's the crazy thing. I've told you this over and over again. All the places that Mike McDaniel have coached have been a physical football teams. I don't know what the hell happened when he got here.
Yeah, but this is his brainchild. This is how he likes to coach
teams. Football's still football.
Yeah, but he's got a different means of football. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Take it somewhere else.
But Leroy, how nuts have you been drawn by the way he calls games?
Terrible.
Okay? So I'm of the fear this guy has just been put in a position to have more say in this team, not less.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, it's not. Not if you're going to do it that way. I mean, listen, you don't need to be Stephen Ross business guy to look at this situation and go, hey, look, all the teams that played in the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl the last 5 years do it this way. And why are you doing it this way? Why? Like, because it doesn't seem like that's a good business model. Right? Well, can you explain? Well, I believe that was a good question. Thank you. We have mutually parted ways.
Well, look.
That's it. That's how that conversation will go. It'll happen right after the season.
I hope so.
Whoever the GM is going to have that conversation. And if at any point in time he's not ready, how many playoff wins do you have? How many? Right. You're going to tell me?
I held up a zero, by the way, for radio.
Right. You're going to tell? No. No. And the thing about good football coaches is they're always open to adjusting to win. That's it. That's factual.
We'll take a break. More to come. Little Goosies. No Goosies is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.